Columbia Pictures. Years later, translucent pink goo oozes up through a crack in a pavement. Someone pushes a pram through the sticky substance. New York City. The woman pushing the pram and trying to balance grocery bags is Dana Barrett. She passes a man screaming at a traffic cop. A man barges into a woman on crutches.
Watch where you're going.
Dana stops outside a building.
Then I want you to go downstairs to the cellar and check the water lines of the boiler. Check the bubble, all right? I want to do that today, all right? Could you do that?
Rick, do you mind giving me a hand with this?
Hey, I ain't the doorman, Miss Barrett. I'm the building superintendent.
You're also a human being.
Okay, it's not my job, but what the hell? I'll do you a favor.
Listen, when are you going to get around to fixing the radiator in the baby's room? No, I asked you last week.
Then my daughter...
The pram moves forward a couple of feet by itself.
Okay, well, it's no problem.
Dana looks troubled and stares at her baby, who seems unperturbed. As she takes a step towards the pram, it starts to move off again. The pram picks up speed, and Dana runs after it.
Hey, stop that carriage!
Whoa,
stop!
Get it!
The pram veers off the pavement and onto the road. The pram is on a collision course with a car, but swerves out of the way at the last moment. Cars screech to a halt, and someone falls off their bike as the pram wildly rattles off the road and back onto the pavement. The baby's bounced about as the pram speeds across a busy junction. It's about to roll straight in front of a speeding coach, but stops at the last minute. Dana races across the road and lifts the baby out of the pram, holding him close. The Ghostbusters vehicle, Ecto-1, is being driven through the city. Smoke pours from the exhaust pipes as the car turns a corner, then pulls up outside a building. Winston Zeddemore gets out of the passenger side, and Dr. Raymond Stan steps out from behind the steering wheel.
How many of them are there?
14. They're in here. I hope you can handle it. It's been like a nightmare.
How big are they?
4 feet.
A raucous children's party.
And we'll have fun!
Yeah!
You know, my dad says you guys are full of crap.
Jason?
Well, some people have trouble believing in the paranormal.
No, he just says you guys are full of crap, and that's why you went out of business.
Song.
Come on, everybody!
Winston and Ray do a little dance.
Something's strange in the neighborhood. We got gold!
Get a beer, all right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Call anytime.
But that's it. I've had it, Ray. No more parties.
Here's your share.
Look, I'm tired of taking abuse from overprivileged 9-year-olds.
I know, Z, but we can't quit now. The holidays are coming up. It's our best season.
Ray, man, face it, Ghostbusters doesn't exist. A year from now, those kids won't even remember who we are.
Ungrateful little yuppie larva. After all we did for this city?
Yeah. We conjured up a 100-foot marshmallow man, threw the top 3 floors off an uptown high-rise, ended up getting sued by every state, county, and city agency in New York.
Yeah, but what a ride.
Dana looks at a piece of paper as she makes her way to the entrance of the Institute for Advanced Theoretical Research. Dr. Egon Spengler's office.
Right out into the middle of traffic.
and I started really running after it. And then it just suddenly stopped right in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm. And did anyone else see this happen?
Well, sure, hundreds of people. Egon, I didn't imagine this.
I'm not saying you did. It's just in science we always look for the simplest explanation.
We're ready, Dr. Spangler.
Good. We'll start with the negative calibration.
What are you working on, Egon? I'm
trying to determine whether human emotions actually affect the physical environment. It's a theory Ray and I had when we were still Ghostbusters.
Can they see us?
No. They think they're here for marriage counseling. We kept them waiting for 2.5 hours, and I've been gradually increasing the temperature in the room. It's up to 95 degrees at the moment. Now my assistant is asking them if they'd mind waiting another 30 minutes. Oh, good. Very good. Very, very nice.
So, Egon, what do you think?
Excellent. Just excellent. We'll do the happiness index next.
I mean, about the carriage.
Well, I'd like to bring Ray in on this, if you don't mind.
Sure, whatever you think. But not Venkman.
Oh, no.
Do you ever see him?
Occasionally.
How is he these days?
Peter? Well, he was borderline for a while. Then he crossed the border.
Does he ever mention me?
No.
Oh. Well, we didn't part on very good terms, and then we sort of lost track of each other. After I got married.
We're ready for the affection test.
Good. Send in the puppy, please.
I thought of getting in touch with him after my marriage ended, but... Oh. Isn't that sweet?
A little girl cradles a puppy.
I appreciate your doing this.
Try not to worry.
Here's my phone number. You'll call me?
Yes.
I'd rather you didn't mention any of this to Peter, if you don't mind.
No, I won't. I won't.
Thanks.
Egon speaks to his assistant.
Let's see what happens when we take away the puppy.
This GI.
Lights go up on the set of a television show, World of the Psychic, hosted by Peter Venkman.
Hi, welcome back to World of the Psychic. I'm Peter Venkman. I'm chatting with my guest, author, lecturer, and psychic, Milton Englund. Milt, your new book is called The End of the World. Now, can you tell us when it's going to be, or do we have to buy the book?
Well, I predict that the world will end at the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve.
This year?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cutting it a little bit close, isn't it? I mean, just from a sales point of view, I mean, your book is just coming out. You're not going to see any paperback sales for at least a year. It'll be at least another year before you know whether you've got the miniseries or movie of the week kind of possibilities. I mean, just devil's advocate, Milty. I mean, shouldn't you have said, hey, the world's going to end in 1992,
wait a
or
minute.
Better
hey,
yet, this, 1994?
This is not just some money-making scheme, all right? I have a strong psychic belief that the world will end on New Year's Eve.
Well, for your sake, I hope you're right.
Thank you.
Okay, but I think my other guest may disagree with you. Elaine, now you had another date in mind.
According to my source, the end of the world will be on February 14th in the year 2016.
Valentine's Day. Bummer. Where'd you get your date, Elaine?
I received this information from an alien. As I told my husband, it was in the Paramus Holiday Inn. I was having a drink at the bar, alone, and this alien approached me. He started talking to me. He bought me a drink, and then I think he must have used some kind of a ray or a mind control device because he forced me to follow him to his room. And that's where he told me about the end of the world.
So your alien had a room at the Holiday Inn, Paramus.
It might have been a room on the spacecraft made up to look like a room at the Holiday Inn. I can't be sure about that, Peter.
Of course not. And that is the whole problem with aliens, is you just can't trust them. Occasionally you meet a nice one, Starman, E.T. But usually they turn out to be some kind of big lizard. That's all the time we've got for this week on World of the Psychic. Next week, though, give me Ira. Hairless pets. Weird. Until then, this is Peter Venkman saying... See you then.
Norman, where do you find these people? Aren't we supposed to have the telekinetic guy who bends the spoons?
He canceled. This is the best we could do with such short notice. Look, no respected psychic will come on the show. They think you're a fraud.
I am a fraud. Right,
Mr. Mayor.
Lenny.
Lenny.
Thoughts.
Pete Finkman.
Can I help you?
Yeah, get your hand off me. Thank you. I'm an old friend of the mayor's. I want to say hello, give him a kiss.
I'm Jack Hardemeyer. I'm the mayor's assistant. I know who you are, Dr. Finkman. I just don't see any ghosts anywhere.
Well, that's why I wanted to talk to His Highness. See, we did a little job for the city a while back, and we got stiffed on the bill by some bureaucratic bookworm like yourself.
Look, you stay away from the mayor. He's running for governor next fall, and the last thing we need is for him to be associated with two-bit frauds and publicity hounds like you and your friends.
You know, I'm a voter. Aren't you supposed to lie to me and kiss my butt?
Now, I want you to put the Rigo in the arch, under the arch there. If everything you're doing is bad, I want you to know this. You be careful there, all right? No one listens to me. Well, Dana, how are you doing? How's this Bonington coming?
It's coming along fine. This mixture you gave me is working really well.
Yes, well, I make pretty good cocktails, don't I? Yes, you're doing really quite good work there.
Thank you.
I think it won't be long before you can assist me in the more important restoration. Just a white thing.
Well, thank you, Dr. Poha.
Janosch.
Janosch. I've enjoyed working here, but now that my baby's a little older, I'm going to try to go back to the orchestra.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That you will not be here. Well, could I say goodbye? You know, maybe bring you to a brunch today.
Well, I can't today. I have an appointment. In fact, I'd better go.
I don't understand this. You know, every day I say, well, do you reckon you do something? You say, no, I can't do something. You know, what do I have a bad breath or something?
Of course not.
All right. Well, I'll give you a rain check.
Dana leaves, and Janosch watches her go.
I think that she likes me.
He's unaware of the face of the imposing man on the canvas behind him, stretching out and watching him. At Ray's occult bookshop...
This one's interesting, Ray. Berlin, 1939, a flower cart took off by itself, rolled half a kilometer, 300 eyewitnesses.
My best of the coven. Berlin, huh? You know, we should also check Duke University mean averaging studies on controlled psychokinesis.
I pulled it.
Perhaps you could help me. I'm looking for a love potion aerosol that I could spray on a certain penthouse pet to obtain her total submission.
Hello, Venkman.
Hi, Pete. How's it going?
Hey, well, hi, Vita. How's school?
Bet those science chicks really dig that large cranium of yours, huh?
I think they're more interested in my epididymis.
Peter looks confused.
Ray, let's close this place up so you can buy me a calzone.
Well, I really can't do that right now, Pete. I'm working on something. But your book came in. Magical Paths to Fortune and Power.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good luck with that, Venkman.
Will you put this on my account, please?
Sure.
Ray, take a look at this.
Oh, yeah.
What are you guys working on?
Well, we're just kind of checking something out for an old friend.
Neat. Who?
Ray's a call. 7 o'clock on weekdays, midnight on Saturdays. Thank you.
Who?
Who? Just someone we know.
No.
Who? I can't! No, 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 no! Nobody!
Can you tell me now?
I can't!
Now?
Dana Barrett! Ow!
My Dana Barrett?
I'll get it!
Dana puts down her cello, leaving the nanny feeding the baby. As she goes to answer the door.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, Ray. How good to see you. Thanks for coming.
Hey, no problem. Always glad to help. And hug.
Hello, Dana.
Hi, Ego.
Nice place.
Well, I know I'm just asking for the big hurt, but I thought I'd give us one more chance.
He tortured me. He pulled my ears.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, Dana.
So, what would you like to do first?
We'd like to examine the baby first.
Yeah, and anything associated with the baby, especially stuffed toys, things with fabrics.
Then we'd like to see the buggy.
All right, can I put him over here?
And wherever he sleeps.
Yes.
This is fine.
Is this okay?
Fine.
We'll have to lay him down flat.
Okay, sweetheart. Now they're gonna take a look at him.
We'll do a cursory medical examination.
What do you say? Gamelin Prost infant acuity test?
Sounds good. We'll finish with an Apgar score.
Well, it's nothing that's gonna hurt him, right?
Oh, no, I don't think so. He'll be fine.
Peter starts playing the cello like a guitar. Dana rolls her eyes.
You ever done this before?
On a chimp.
So, whatever happened to Mr. Wright, anyway? I heard he ditched you and ran off to Europe.
He didn't ditch me. We had some problems, and he got a very good job offer from an orchestra in London, and he took it.
So he ditched you.
Okay, subject is a male Caucasian, approximately...
24 inches?
24 inches in length. Subject weighs approximately 18 pounds and is about 8 months old. Okay. Ocular?
Pupillary response normal.
Auditory?
Is normal.
Ampullary reflex?
Appears to be ticklish.
Yep, maybe ticklish.
You know, you'd have been better off marrying me.
You never asked me. And whenever I brought it up, you'd get drowsy and fall asleep.
You never got it, Dana. I'm a man. I'm sensitive. I need to feel loved. I need to be desired.
It was when you started introducing me as the old ball and chain. That's when I left.
Well, I may have a lot of personal problems, but I'm a total professional when it comes to my job. Egon.
What? What are we doing?
He seems to be fine, Dana.
Mm-hmm. He's very healthy.
He's okay. When he does sleep, where do you put him?
Right around here. I'll show you.
Benjamin, would you get a stool specimen, please?
Business or personal?
It's a little messy.
Well, we don't want to play with anything. We just want to sweep for valances.
Very cheerful. My parents didn't believe in toys.
Peter smiles at the baby, then looks a little unsure of what to do as the baby stares at him.
You want to play with a big kid? You know, I should have been your father. I mean, I could have been.
He shakes the baby's hand.
I understand.
Peter picks him up.
Help! He's gone completely berserk! Help! Help!
Uh-oh. You mean you never even had a slinky?
We had part of a slinky, but I straightened it.
Peter has his face buried in the baby's tummy.
He had some sort of clear liquid coming out of his mouth,
yeah,
too.
Well, that happens. Well, what do you think?
He's ugly. I mean, he's not Elephant Man ugly, but he's not attractive. Was his father ugly?
Don't listen.
And he stinks.
You're right, senor.
Did his father stink? Yeah. Daddy was a smelly, huh? What's your name?
His name is Oscar.
Named after a hot dog. You poor man. You poor, poor man.
Oh, but seriously, there's nothing unusual about him, is there?
Well, I don't have a lot of experience with babies. But you're excited now because Mama's here to get your stool sample, right, Mama?
Stool sample?
Yeah.
Nothing.
So, what, Prenier?
I'd like to run some gynecological tests on the mother.
Who wouldn't?
Let's check the street.
It stopped right over there, in the middle of the crosswalk.
All right, I can do something.
Hey,
hold on. We're scientists, excuse us. Get out of the way. Thanks a lot. Hey, we got a new inquiry here. Hold on. Thanks, appreciate it. Thanks for holding air. Like you found an air or what?
Hey, relax, you're on the meter.
Come on, hey, we're scientists. Get out of the way.
Oh, I think we hit the honeypot. There's something brewing under the street. I've got 1118 on the PKE.
2.5 GEVs on the Geiger meter.
Well, what does that mean?
Night has fallen, and Egon's digging up the street with a pneumatic drill. A police car pulls up alongside him.
Hey, how you doing?
Me?
Yeah.
Fine, fine. It's cutting fine now.
Great. Why are you cutting?
Why am I cutting?
Yeah.
Boss!
Who told you to stop cutting? Somebody tell you to stop cutting?
What are you guys doing here?
You tell him to stop cutting?
Yes, I told him to stop cutting. What are you doing?
What's it look like we're doing here? Why don't you let us work? We let you work.
Yeah, he's been working overtime. I tell you why we're here. We're here because some diaper bag downtown has been a jerk. I'm making us work on a Friday night. Am I right, Peter?
Of course you're right, Raymond. Is he right, Ziggy?
Yo!
Come on.
How's it going? What have you been doing?
What have I been doing? While you're getting coffee for an hour, I've been digging a big hole in the middle of the street.
Wow. Looks like you've uncovered an old air shaft. Man, it just goes on and on.
It's very intense. We should get a deeper reading.
Yeah. We're going to need a deeper reading.
Yeah, somebody has to go down there.
Somebody's got to go down there.
Egon and Peter both give Ray pointed looks. Janos is working on the painting when orange electricity bolts engulf his body and send him quivering on the floor. A swirling vortex opens up in the canvas and the man's face appears.
Listen to me.
What? Who?
I, Vigo, the scourge of Carpathia. The sorrow of Moldavia command you.
Oh, command me, Lord.
On a mountain of skulls in the castle of pain, I sat on a throne of blood. What was will be, what is will be no more. Now is the season of evil.
Evil?
Find me a child that I might live again.
Yes, a child. A child. A child?
Bolts of lightning burst from the painting and enter Janos's eyes. When the onslaught has stopped, Janos feels his body, then turns with a fixed expression of greed and malice on his face.
A child.
Ray's being lowered down the hole.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Speed's good, boys. Keep it coming.
Ray's wearing a hard hat with a torch fixed to it. The beam of light falls on rusty pipes and cobwebs as he slowly descends on a harness.
We're breaking through. See some light. I'm in some kind of a chamber. This tile work. Flowing through here like a river! Van Horn. Pneumatic transit. I can't believe it. It's the old pneumatic transit system. It's still here. Okay, whoa, whoa. That's good. That's good. Hold me up. Hold me up. That's good.
What do you see?
Ray scoops up some slime.
What's going on here? Hey! What's the story? Yeah. Hey, what? You boneheads are gonna come and rouse me out again? I got 3,000 phones out in Greenwich Village. I got about 8 million miles of cable I gotta check. You gonna come and shake my monkey tree again?
What are you talking about, buddy? The phone lines are over there.
What did I say to you? The phone lines are over there.
Hey.
What did I say?
Hey.
How many times?
Hey, you're not with Con Ed or the phone company. We checked. So tell me another one.
I got a major gas leak here. Where do you think all this is coming from? The sky?
Ray reels in his scoop.
Okay, boys. Boys? Pull it up now, all right? There's some kind of activity going on with this stuff.
Boys, hey, help! Pick me up! Ray, start! Boys! Hey, what's going on up there? Come on! Get me out of this hole!
Ray kicks out and a pipe breaks. The electricity in the street, the block, and then the whole city goes out. Dana comes into Oscar's nursery carrying a candle.
Oh, go back to sleep, darling.
it's Janos.
Hello, Janos. This is a surprise.
Oh, hello. Yes. Well, I happen to be here in this neighborhood, and I thought that I would stop by to see how is it with you. You know, because of all this blackness.
Oh,
it was.
We're fine. Thank you.
Well, then you're okay. Yeah. Well, how's the baby?
Oh, he's okay. Yes. He's sleeping.
Oh, but I would.
It's okay.
Do you need anything? You know, you don't need to come in?
No, thank you.
Well, just thought that I would check. You know. Well, hey, you. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Good night, Janos.
Dana closes and locks the door. As Janos starts down the emergency red-lit corridor, his eyes glow and the beams of light sweep from wall to wall. Daytime, a courtroom.
Before we begin this trial, I want to make one thing very clear. The law does not recognize the existence of ghosts. I don't believe in them either. So I don't want to hear a lot of malarkey about goblins and spooks and demons. We're going to stick to the facts in this case. Leave the ghost stories to the kiddies, understood?
Wow, sounds like a pretty open-minded guy, huh?
Yeah, they call him the Hammer.
And what can we do? It's all in the hands of our lawyer now.
I think you guys are making a big mistake. I do mostly tax law and some probate stuff occasionally. I got my law degree in night school.
Well, that's fine, Lewis. We got arrested at night.
Look, just put these guys away fast and make sure they go away for a long, long time, okay?
I don't think it's going to be hard with this list of charges.
Good. Very good. Violating a judicial restraining order, willful destruction of public property, fraud, malicious mischief. See you in a couple of years at your first parole hearing.
They'll never take us alive.
All right, let's get on with it.
Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the audience, I don't think it's fair to call my clients frauds. Okay, so the blackout was a big problem for everybody, okay? I was stuck in an elevator for 2 hours and I had to make the whole time. But I don't blame them, because one time I turned into a dog and they helped me. Thank you.
The Hammer's eyes widen with shock as Lewis takes a seat.
Very good, Lewis. Short but pointless.
Mr. Fianella, please look at exhibits A through F on the table over here. Do you recognize this equipment?
Yeah, that's the stuff the cops took from their truck.
Do you know what this equipment is used for?
I don't know. Catching ghosts, maybe? I don't know.
May I remind the court that the defendants are under a judicial restraining order that strictly forbids them from performing services as paranormal investigators or eliminators?
So noted.
Now, Mr. Fianella, can you identify the substance in this jar marked Exhibit F?
Pink slime.
Yeah, that's the stuff, all right. Your Honor, I've been working underground for Con Ed for 27 years. I never saw anything like this in my life.
Mm.
Whatever's down there, they must have put it there.
No, we didn't! Shut up! So you were just trying to help out a friend?
Who was frightened?
Who was scared of what was happening to her? When you're scared, what?
There was no evil intended.
There was no evil intended, no malice. Because you live here, and when you live in a place and you love it like you do, you don't want nothing bad to happen. What? Because it'll never happen again. It's an isolated incident. It's a one-shot deal.
Objection, Your Honor.
What?
He's leading the witness.
Sustained.
Give me a break. We're both lawyers.
Mr. Tully, you have any questions for this witness? Might have some bearing on this case.
Do I?
No, we've helped them out enough already.
No, Your Honor. Your witness.
Dr. Venkman, would you please tell the court why it is that you and your co-defendants took it upon yourselves to dig a very big hole in the middle of First Avenue?
Well, there's so many holes in First Avenue, we really didn't think anyone would notice.
Keep that up, mister. I'll find you in contempt.
I'm truly sorry, Your Honor.
I'll ask you again, Dr. Venkman, why were you digging the hole? And please remember, you're under oath.
There are some things in this world that go way beyond human understanding. Things that cannot be explained. Things that most people don't want to know about. That is where we come in.
So what you're saying is that the world of the supernatural is your exclusive province?
Kitten, I think what I'm saying is that someone has to deal with it, and who are you going to call?
Yeah. Shut up! Peter Venkman, Raymond Stans, Egon Spengler, stand up! Get up!
You too, Mr. Tully.
Find you guilty on all charges. Order you to pay fines in the amount of $25,000 each. To send you to 18 months in the city correctional facility at Rikers Island.
Evie, she's twitching.
I'm not finished!
On a more personal note, let me just go on record as saying that there's no place for fake charlatans.
Your Honor?
Shut up! Fixers like you! In decent society.
Your Honor, this is important.
You play on the gullibility of innocent people.
Yes, sir.
Be quiet.
But
the jar of pink slime is bubbling over. Egon and the others duck under their table.
And have you heard that mistake?
The jar explodes.
Wow!
Two ghosts on electric chairs.
My God, the Scoleri brothers!
The hammer scurries under the table.
Scoleri brothers! Friends of yours?
I tried them for murder! Gave them the chair! You gotta do something!
Why don't you just tell them you don't believe in ghosts?
The electricity-riddled ghosts lift up the table, and the hammer pounds on the courtroom door.
Don't talk to me. Talk to my attorney.
That's me! My guys are still under a judicial estrangement order. That blue thing I got from her. They could be exposing themselves.
And you don't want us exposing ourselves.
The two ghosts pick up the prosecuting lawyer by her ankles and float out of the door with her. The hammer wails in horror.
You're next, Bubbles.
All right, all right! I'm sending the order! Case dismissed!
Hurry! We got the case!
Now do something!
The team pull on their proton packs.
I always hated this part of the business.
Peter staggers under the weight of his pack.
You know, it's been a couple years since we used this stuff. I hope it still works.
It should. Power cells have a half-life of 5,000 years.
There's no time for a bench test. Heat them up.
Do.
Egon!
Peter looks at Egon in surprise, and Egon gives him a wry smile. A chair is suddenly knocked off its feet.
Whoa!
More chairs go flying. Then the two specters loom up on the Ghostbusters, who fire at them. The chuckling ghosts fly out of range and through a wall. Peter yells. He looks at his colleagues and shrugs. Suddenly, one of the Scoleri brothers bursts through the wall. Peter aims his proton beam at him.
Come on, big boy! I'm gonna take you home to my father's soup!
You got him! You got him! Make it bring it
around! Okay. Behind you, Ray!
Ray aims his beam at the second Scoleri, and a pane of glass smashes over the judge. Egon rolls a trap across the floor.
Hit it!
The trap opens, and the ghosts of the Scoleri brothers are sucked inside. The doors slam shut.
Two in the box!
Ready to go!
We be fast and
they be slow!
Wow! We're the best, we're the beautiful, we're the only Ghostbusters.
The Ghostbusters secretary, Janine, answers the phone.
Ghostbusters. Yes, we're back.
The four Ghostbusters run down a street in their matching beige overalls. Lewis runs after them as they leave HQ in Ecto-1 with the lights flashing.
Certified check, cash or money order!
Yo, is that what I did?
An electronic board attached to the roof reads, Ghostbusters for hire. We're back.
That gold pump in the night.
Ray scoops up some pink slime off a step and pours it into a jar. Joggers in the park are scared out of their wits by a ghost runner who barges them aside. Venkman is sitting on a bench, and Ray gives him a signal to open a trap. The ghost is sucked inside.
Hit it!
A TV ad.
What is it, honey?
It's that darn ghost again. He just won't leave us alone. I guess we're just going to have to move.
No, wait! Don't worry. We're not moving. He is.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
The mayor's assistant, Jack, has been watching the ad and puts his head on his desk in despair.
I remember the time.
The Ghostbusters slide down a fireman's pole. Then Ray drives like a maniac and runs a red light. The team set up an intricate web of lasers in a store where expensive glassware is hanging midair. The device goes off and all the glass falls to the floor. The disgusting green blob, Slimer, is tucking into Lewis's lunch.
We ain't one! Lewis
drops a file and tumbles over a leather sofa. Slimer's scared off. Ray and Egon are collecting more pink slime. Dana is watching TV while holding Oscar in her arms.
What? Hold on! Half price? Have we all gone mad?
I guess so, Pete, because that's not all. Tell them, Egon.
Oh, you mean the Ghostbusters hot beverage thermal mug and free balloons for the kids?
Go, 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 go!
Dana shakes her head.
We've been experimenting with the plasm we found in the subway tunnel. Careful. Should I get spoons?
Don't bother. Watch this.
Go ahead, Ray.
You! You worthless piece of slime! You ignorant, disgusting blob!
You're nothing but an unstable short-chain molecule!
You foul, obnoxious moth!
You have a weak electrochemical bond!
I have seen some disgusting crud in my time! But you... Take the case! You're just...
This is what you do with your spare time.
Peter, this is an incredible breakthrough. I mean, what a discovery, a psychoreactive substance. Whatever this stuff is, it responds to human emotional states.
Mood slime.
Oh, baby.
You mean this stuff actually feeds on bad vibes?
Like a cop in a donut factory.
We've been running tests to see if we can get an equally strong positive reaction.
What kind of test?
Well, we sing to it, and we talk to it, and say supportive, nurturing things to it.
You're not sleeping with it, are you, Ray?
Ray looks at Egon, who seems uncomfortable.
Oh, you. It's always the quiet ones.
You hound.
How about the kinetic test?
Okay.
Ordinary household toaster.
We'll take your word for that.
Ray pours slime into the toaster, then Egon puts it on a pool table.
It responds to music, so we've been doing some experimentation, playing easy listening, middle-of-the-road type stuff. You know, Paul Young, Dust in the Wind, that works okay.
Works for me.
Loves Jackie Wilson.
Peter looks bemused.
You guys do this at night when I'm not here? Oh, I get it. It sings. It sounds exactly like Jackie. That's fantastic.
Just watch.
Does it do Emmy Lou Harris?
Your love!
Oh, it dances, too.
The toaster bounces across the table.
Whoa. Shake it up!
Yeah.
Two slices of toast pop out.
Oh, baby! Oh, you're my number one Christmas boutique gift item.
Right, and the first time somebody gets mad, the toaster could eat their hand.
No. We put a warning label on it. We don't have any liability.
Ah! Ow!
you ever go for it, the old man-eating toaster.
Get out!
Hello, I'm looking for Dana Barrett.
Room 304, restoration.
Thank you.
Hey, Dr. Beckman.
Yes.
World of the Psychic.
That's right. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
It used to be one of my two favorite shows.
You're kidding me. Oh, great. What was the other one?
Bassmasters. It's a fishing show.
Yeah, I know Bassmasters, sure.
Dana picks up a jar in the restoration room and moves past paintings on easels. As she passes the huge portrait of Vigo, he smirks malevolently. Dana looks shocked and stares at the painting, but his face has returned to its usual stern scowl. She turns away, looking disturbed. Peter arrives as a huge crate is being wheeled out of the large room. He takes off his coat as he approaches Dana, who's wearing large magnifying glasses as she painstakingly damps a painting.
You're good. Pretty eyes.
I didn't paint it. I'm just cleaning it. It's a Gauguin.
Well, I've heard of him.
Hey, Dana, aren't you going to introduce me to your friend?
Sure. Peter Venkman. This is Dr. Janosch Poha, the head of our department.
Yes, I have, of course, seen you on the television. Quite enjoy. Not your own business, I hope.
Well, it's top secret. Say, Johnny, you got a Gauguin, too.
No, actually, I'm preparing this portrait for the new romantic exhibition. Yes, this is Prince Vigo, the roller quartet in Moldavia.
Bit of a sissy, isn't he?
He was a very powerful magician, Dr. Rinkman. And a genius in many ways.
He was also a lunatic and a genocidal madman. I hate this painting. I felt uncomfortable ever since it came up from storage.
Well, you're probably feeling what Vigo is feeling. Carpathian kitten loss. He's missed his kitten. We'll just put one in here by the castle.
Yes, don't go around altering liable artwork, Dr. Rinkman. Go. Yes, I think go. Yes, the joyfulness is over.
He's kidding.
Well, you're not going to get a green card with that attitude, pal. Okay? I don't know what to do. Oh, of course. Of course. I get it. You're sweet on this hunky stud, aren't you?
You know, Peter, every now and then, I get the feeling that painting is watching me, even smiling at me.
They both turn and watch Janosch, apparently apologizing to the painting. Dana carries Oscar into the bathroom.
You know, I think we got more food on your shirt than we did in your mouth.
As Dana undresses Oscar, the water flowing from the tap stops and is replaced by a stream of gloopy slime. The slime oozes into the bathwater, coiling around and resembling intestines. Oscar's lying on a changing table.
I'm ready for this. Mommy's gonna take her shirt off too.
As Dana undresses, the slime behind her rises up and forms crude eye sockets and a mouth. Dana turns round. Peter peels himself off the sofa.
Peter, let us in, please. I didn't know where else to go. The most awful thing happened. The bathtub was trying to eat Oscar. I was giving him a bath. There was all this pink ooze everywhere, and it was reaching for him.
Okay, you're all right. You're all right. You're
okay. I'm not going to let him get you.
All right, you're all safe now, okay?
Everybody's so terrified. Now. Yes.
Are you guys just sit down and relax, huh? Come on. Sit down. I'll get you guys a shirt or something.
As Peter makes a call, Dana gives him a look of gratitude.
Ray. Yeah, Dana's just come over to my place. Well, actually, her tub tried to eat her.
What?
Are you serious?
Oh, that's great.
I mean, that's terrible. But it's great for what we would. Yeah, I will. Yeah, sure, we'll get right on it. Spangler, a major slime-related psychokinetic event.
What happened?
Something came out of Dana's bathtub, tried to grab her and the baby.
Are they all right?
Yeah, well, she got out of there and went over to Venkman's.
This is interesting, Ray. Remember the painting Venkman mentioned?
Uh-huh.
Ran the name Vigo the Carpathian through the occult reference net. Look what came up.
Ooh, nice ugly history. You think there's a connection between this Vigo character and the...
They look at two jars of bubbling slime.
Slime?
It's the atomic weight of cobalt, 58.9.
You better get over to Dana's apartment. I'd like to check out that bathtub.
Well, it might be a good idea to go to the museum in the morning, get a look at that painting.
Ray's gonna go on over to your place and just take a look.
He is.
Okay. I have been holding on to this for a long time, Oscar. I got this from a girl who got this from Joe Willie Namath, okay? We don't know how, we don't want to know. So I would appreciate it if you would not hose this thing down, you know, give it your own personal rinse. Thank you. Be an excellent time for you to start practicing a thing we big guys like to call self-control.
Oh. Get out of here. Oh, look at him, look at him. Oh, look at his gut. Oh, he's a coconut, this guy.
What is it? You're gonna be staying at Uncle Pete's until this thing blows over. This is your place now.
As Peter jumps onto his bed, Dana gives him a reproachful look. He pulls a seductive pose.
Hi. Come on in, this is my place.
She smiles, then sits down on the bed.
So how are we going to handle the sleeping arrangements?
Well, what's best for me is if I lie on my side like this and you spoon up beside me, your arm draped over me. We do it the other way. I get your hair caught in my throat, and I choke in the night.
Well, how about you on the sofa and me and the baby in the bed?
It's a way to go.
It's so late, I really gotta put him down.
May I?
Yeah, if you want to.
You're short, your belly button sticks out too far, and you're a terrible burden on your poor mother.
Daytime. Ecto-1 pulls up outside the museum, and Peter steps off the pavement to speak to Ray.
Did you find anything at Dana's?
Nothing but some mood slime residue around the bathtub. But I did get something on that Vigo character you mentioned. Found it in Leon Zundinger's Magicians, Martyrs, and Madmen. Dig that.
Yeah, Vigo the Carpathian, born 1505, died 1610.
105 years old, he hung in there, didn't he? Didn't die of old age either. He was poisoned, stabbed, shot, hung, stretched, disemboweled, drawn, and quartered. Ouch.
I guess we'll do popular at the end.
No, not exactly a man of the people. Also known as Vigo the Cruel, Vigo the Torturer, Vigo the Despised, and Vigo the Unholy.
Wasn't he also Vigo the Butch? And dig this, there was a prophecy just before his head died. His last words were, "Death is but a door, time is but a window, I'll be back."
The Ghostbusters stride into the restoration room.
Like, suck in the guts, guys. We're the Ghostbusters.
No! No, please, no, you!
Who's this wiggler?
He's yours, Ray. Sick him.
I have discussed the trick.
Hi, how are you?
Right,
Ray Stantz from the Ghostbusters.
Can
nice
I tell
to see you
what I told your friend?
We're just doing a routine spook check.
If Dr. Venkman then is not here.
Yeah, we know that, Johnny.
So why are you came?
Well, we got a report. There was a major creep in the area. We checked our list, and you were right on the top. Johnny, where in the hell are you from, anyway?
The Upper West Side.
Ballroom's extremely hot, Peter.
Ooh, that's one ugly dude.
Well, that's Vigo. Mr. Vigo! Viggs,
please.
Would you look this way, please?
No, don't. No.
Come on,
no.
Show me something.
No!
Mr. Vigo.
No photographs, please. Slides are available in the gift shop.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Winston. All right, thanks. You know what? Give me angry. Will you give me angry? You've had a bad day. You're cranky? Yeah, thank you. Good. Good. Ooh, angrier. Ooh! I'm scared. You're scaring me. Stop it. Yeah. Good! Okay, walk for me. Talk for me. Yeah, yeah. Okay, give me hot and sexy. Can you do it?
As Ray stares into Vigo's eyes, his mouth drops open and he seems mesmerized. His arm goes limp at his side.
What about the animals? Do they like you?
That's it, more!
Yeah, come on, you're big! All right, destroy me! Destroy me now, yeah! Destroy me, yeah! Yeah! Yeah, give it! Yeah!
We need to talk.
I've worked with better, but not many. Thank you. John, thanks.
Hey.
Huh?
Hey, you finished?
Yeah, I'm finished here.
Are you all right?
What?
I mean, you're not coming down with some.
Me?
Peter arrives home carrying a suitcase and a bunch of flowers.
Dana, your prince.
He steps further into the apartment and looks around in horror.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. She cleaned.
Hi.
Hi.
Shh, he's asleep. Come here. So what happened with my apartment?
Well, the guys spent the whole night there. Mm-hmm. They went through all your things, your personal stuff. They tried on some of your clothes, made some long-distance phone calls, cleaned out the fridge.
Did they find anything?
They found a little bit of that pink slime.
Well, what am I supposed to do now?
You are supposed to get dressed and get crazy with me on the streets of Manhattan tonight. Let's go. This is exactly what you need. I have got you a babysitter. The whole thing's wired.
Peter, I don't think we should go out on a date, you know, and I can't leave Oscar in a strange place with a strange person.
Strange person? Janine Melnitz from my staff.
Janine has experience babysitting.
Here.
Thank you.
I've also brought some things from your apartment. Some wardrobe choices, a couple of provocative ensembles in here. I'll leave it up to you.
Okay, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No, 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 no.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Hey, you. Hey, you. It looks like you're awake, huh? You're awake.
Yes, Oscar. You're going to have the whole place to yourself tonight, pal. It's going to be pretty neat. I got some Laura Antonelli tapes if you want to watch them. Dana, did you see some shirts here in the floor bed area?
Yeah, I put them in the hamper.
I have a hamper?
Yeah, it's in the bathroom.
Neat. Will you tell me next time you're going to do that, though, please?
Well, I thought they were dirty.
I have more than two grades of laundry, okay? There's not just clean and dirty. There are many subtle levels, okay? Hey, you hang this outside the window for 20 minutes, it's perfectly fine.
Interesting role model for you, Oscar, huh?
Janine's on the phone.
Well, they couldn't get to you until after the new year. Well, just don't go in there. Louis, I'm closing up.
I don't know, should I take the subway or the surface roads or what? It's kind of busy, huh?
Well, I'm walking. Good night.
Well, now, well, hang on now. Do you maybe want to... Oh, no, no. Do you want to have something to eat with me?
Well, yeah, I'd love that, but I told Dr. Vinkman I'd babysit for him.
Oh, well.
Do you want to babysit with me?
Okay, I would.
Great. His place at 8. Bye.
His place at 8. All right, well, I can get his address from the doctor, too.
Bobby, move.
Egon's studying the photos Peter took of the Vigo portrait.
We were right, Ray. Multiplanar curly and emanations.
Yeah, well, here's your next month's cover of GQ. Check out the aura on this sucker. Now, there's definitely a living presence there.
We should get a deeper look.
Why don't I run this wider shot through the spectroanalyzer?
Good, I'll try turning up the Rankins.
Okay. So what do you think? Chinese?
How about Thai?
Oh, it's too spicy. Greek?
Mexican?
Pizza.
Dinner thing.
Chicago.
Egon hangs the photo on a line.
What the hell is that?
I know what it is. I've seen it before.
Where?
When you guys had me dangling like a worm on a hook 100 feet below First Avenue. That's the river of slime.
The photo spontaneously combust.
Ray.
Hey, a blanket!
What? Why is this closed?
Where's Dad? Hey, Dad!
Hey, fire!
That way, that way.
What are we gonna do? Put our heads in the toilet?
Hey!
Winston Justin smashes the door in with a fire extinguisher, then puts out the fire. Night has fallen over the city, and Peter steps out of his apartment building with Dana as Ecto-1 is cruising along the street. Egon, Ray, and Winston get out.
Pete, it's great that you're here. We've got incredible news.
Wait a minute, can I have one try? All you can eat barbecue rib night at the Sizzler.
No, we analyzed the photos you took of Vigo. The spectrogram shows a river of slime flowing behind him.
Just like the one I saw underground. Now we're going into the subway and sewer system to see if we can trace the source of the flow.
Yeah, come on, change your clothes. We'll wait for you.
Yeah, Egon thinks it might even be a tremendous breeding surge in the cockroach population.
Hi, boys. What's up?
Hi.
Dana, the guys are going down into the sewer to check for slime stuff, and Egon thinks there may be a huge surge in cockroach breeding. You want to blow off this dinner thing and go with them?
Taxi!
Women.
Huh?
Egon, Winston, and Ray are walking along a disused subway track.
Will you watch your step?
I hate this.
According to this old transit map, there should be an entrance anywhere along here somewhere.
Not getting anything yet.
Well, at least it's too dark to see the cockroaches.
Forget about cockroaches. It's the subway rats you gotta worry about. Big as beavers.
Yeah, some of them go 4 or 5 kilos.
Hey, enough, all right?
Listen, you hear them behind the walls? Scratching, there must be thousands of them.
Just shut up about the rats.
Okay, okay. Hello? Hello?
Hey? Hello? Okay, I'm out of here.
The team find themselves surrounded by disembodied heads stuck on poles. They suddenly disappear.
They're gone.
What the?
Before we go any further, I think we should get our proton packs.
Good idea. Yeah.
They turn back and start to carefully walk away.
What's what?
Sounds like a train.
Uh-uh. These lines have been abandoned for 50 years.
Oh.
They take a few more tentative steps forward.
Probably in one of the tunnels above us.
I don't know. Sounds awfully close to me.
They look down the tracks and see a steam train heading their way. Ray and Egon leap out of the way, but Winston is frozen on the tracks. The spectral train passes right through him.
I think that was the old New York Central, city of Albany. Derailed in 1920, killed hundreds of people. Did you catch the number on the locomotive?
Sorry. I missed it.
Something's trying to stop us. We must be close.
Where's Ray?
Ray?
Ray!
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 God! Ah! Oh, sorry. I found it.
What?
Right here, there's a hole.
Let's go.
Hey, fellas, what about the packs? What about the packs?
They stumble through the hole. A curtain of cobwebs is lit by an eerie pink glow. They find themselves on the edge of the river of slime.
Unbelievable.
Huh? Did I tell you? I wasn't lying, was I?
You know how much negative energy it must have taken to generate a flow this size?
Hey, New York. What a town.
All right, see how deep it is. Get a sounding.
Yeah. All right, 6 feet.
12 feet.
Well,
give me something pulling it.
Hold on.
Well, I'm trying to hold it.
Give me a hand. Ray,
give me a hand.
Give me a hand. Ray, hold it. Ray's got it. Something got it. Hold it.
Winston is pulled into the river and dragged away by the current. Egon and Ray share a look, then jump in after him.
The most charming. Kindest.
Oh, it's me.
It's you. And most unusual man I've ever broken up with.
Peter raises his glass and gently taps it against hers. They both sip their red wine.
Speaking of breaking up with neat guys, why did you dump me?
I didn't dump you. I was protecting myself. I mean, you weren't very good for me, you know. You know that, don't you?
Hmm. Well, heck, I'm not even good for me.
You're much better than you realize. You don't give yourself enough credit.
I need to hear that kind of stuff. I mean, if I had this kind of support on a 24-hour day basis, I could have myself whipped into shape by the end of this century.
Well, why don't you just give me a jingle in the year 2000?
Why don't I give you a jingle right now?
Lewis is telling Oscar a story.
So the seven little dwarfs had a limited partnership in a small mining operation. And one day a beautiful princess came to live with them. And they bartered housekeeping services for room and board, which was a real good deal for them because they didn't have to withhold Social Security or income tax or nothing, which you're really not supposed to do, you see. But for the purposes of this story, I think it's okay.
It really is a great place. I mean, it needs a woman's touch. But I think it looks really good. You know...
Shh. Bedtime.
You're very good with children.
Thanks, I practiced on my hamster.
Oh. So you live alone?
I used to have a roommate, but my mom moved to Florida.
Oh. Why don't you come over here and sit with me?
Okay. So you want to play Boggle or Super Mario Brothers?
You know, I think motherhood's a very natural instinct. Like a child myself. Would you?
Tonight?
Ray pushes aside a manhole cover and hauls himself out onto the street. He's dripping with purple slime. Steam rises up from the hole as Winston follows him out.
Nice going, Ray! What are you trying to do, drown me?
Oh, yeah, I said it more like it was my fault. That you were too stupid not to drop that glove line.
Stupid? Hey, you better watch your mouth. I'll put your lights out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, any time.
Come on. Right.
Come on.
Right now.
It's go time, man.
Right now.
I want you bad.
Drop me. Wait. Stop. Get your clothes off. Take your clothes off.
Realizing it's the slime making them fight, all three of them strip off.
Oh, dear, Ray, what are we doing? I was ready to kill you.
It's the stuff. It's like pure concentrated evil.
And it's all flowing right to this spot.
They're outside the museum. Still coated with slime, Ray and the others walk into the elegant restaurant.
Boys, you're scaring the straits, okay? Is there any way we can do this tomorrow?
No, this won't wait until tomorrow, Vinkman. It's hot and it's ready to pop.
Yeah, it's all over the city, Pete.
Under it, actually.
Oh, rivers of this stuff.
Yes, and it's all flowing right to the museum.
Yeah, to the museum!
Right. It got all over me.
Sorry.
God, you mean my museum?
I was going to tell you, between the dessert and the cheese course.
There they are.
You can never go back there again. You're going to have to find a new job.
Magnetic plasma. We were fighting.
Ray, Egan and Winston are ushered out by the police officers. Peter and Dana abandon their romantic dinner. squad car pulls up outside Gracie Mansion, and the door is opened by Bobby Brown.
Oh, Ghostbusters!
How you doing?
Hey, guys, come right this way. Hey, you guys got another one of those proton packs? My kid brother really wants one.
The proton pack is not a toy.
I guess he's right.
Dana arrives at the apartment and disturbs Lewis and Janine mid-embrace. Lewis springs up and knocks over a table.
Well, Dana, we were just babysitting, honest, and we watched some TV, we had something to eat, and then one thing led to another. And...
That's all right. I know what you're doing.
I didn't know anything was going to happen, really.
Hi, Dana. How was your date?
Well, it wasn't a date. It was just dinner. Well,
where's Peter?
Well, he was arrested.
Typical.
Did he call?
No, nobody called.
Well, how's Oscar? Is he all right?
Oh, he's fine. Such a good baby. He was a little fussy at first, and we just gave him some French bed pizza. Passed right out.
Good. Well, I'll just give him a look-see.
Dana goes into the bedroom and gazes adoringly at her sleeping son. Lewis is looking punch drunk.
So you think we should go?
Gee, I don't know. I don't think we should leave her alone.
You're right. Let's stay.
The guys are in the mayor's office.
Lenny! Big man!
The Ghostbusters.
Ms. Mayor?
What is this? A slumber party?
Well, that's what we're here to talk to you about.
Sir, look, I don't want to hear anything about it. You've got 2 minutes. Make it good. First of all, Mr. Mayor, it's a great pleasure to see you again. And we'd just like to say that almost 50% of us voted for you in the last election.
I appreciate that.
I'm just sorry we have to always meet under these circumstances.
Mr. Mayor, we're here tonight because a psychomagnetheric slime flow of immense proportions is building up beneath this city.
Psycho what?
Psychomagnetheric.
Big word.
Negative human emotions are materializing in the form of a viscous psychoreactive plasm with explosive supernormal potential.
Does anybody speak English here?
Your Honor. See, what we're trying to tell you is like all the bad feelings, I mean, all the hate, the anger and violence of this city is turning into this sludge. Now, I didn't believe it at first either, but we just went for a swim in it and we ended up almost killing each other.
This is insane. I mean, do we really have to listen to this?
Can't you stop your lips from flapping for 2 little minutes? Lenny, have you been out on the street lately? Do you know how weird it is out there?
And what Budgie Brain here doesn't realize is that if we don't do something fast, this whole place is gonna blow like a frog on a hot plate.
Yeah, right.
What am I supposed to do? Go on television and tell 10 million people they have to be nice to each other? Being miserable and treating other people like dirt is every New Yorker's God-given right. Your 2 minutes are up. Good night, gentlemen.
Wait, you're making a big mistake, Mr. Mayor.
You're making a very newsworthy mistake. No, the Times is going to be interested in this, and you know the Post.
All right, whoa. Now.
Mayor drowns in river slime. Yeah.
Times Square slimed.
Slime Square.
Slime Square.
Yeah, fine. Now, before you go running off to the newspapers with this, would you consider telling the slime business to some of our people downtown?
It's got to be done right away.
The doors of a psychiatric hospital are pushed open, and the Ghostbusters are forced down a corridor in straitjackets.
The mayor wants them kept under strict observation for the next few days. We think they're seriously disturbed and potentially dangerous.
Well, we'll do whatever is necessary.
Thank you, Doctor.
Janosch is in the restoration room.
I await the word of Vigo.
I, Vigo, the scourge of Carpathia.
No, you've told me this, the scourge.
The sorrow of Moldavia.
Sorrows, I've heard all of this, yes.
Command you.
Command me, Lord.
The season of evil begins with the birth of the new year.
Good.
Bring me the child that I might live again.
Yes. Lord Vigo. I was wondering, this woman Dana is fine and strong. Now, if I was to bring the baby, could I have that woman?
So be it. On this day of darkness, she will be ours. Wife to you and mother to me.
Yes! Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Well, I mean, is like, she the killer or what?
No, that's Rita Hayworth. And she was married to Citizen Kane while they were doing this thing. And right after they finished, she dumped him for some polo player. And I don't know why beautiful women love horses so much. Do you love horses?
No.
You know, you really don't have to stay. I'm sure Peter will be back soon.
Oh, we don't mind. Can you see okay?
Yep.
Oscar's sitting up in the bedroom. The window opens by itself, and he turns to look at it. Wind ruffles the curtains. Lightning flashes, and the wind blows through Dana's hair as she sits watching TV in the next room. She glances over her shoulder, looking concerned, then gets up from her seat. She opens the bedroom door and sees that Oscar is missing.
Oscar.
She goes to the window and sees Oscar standing on the ledge, overlooking the traffic flowing past far below.
Oh, God! Oscar! Lewis!
What?
It's Oscar!
Oscar. Call 911 right now!
Dana crawls out onto the ledge and starts slowly inching her way towards the baby. Something in the sky attracts her attention. Janosch is floating towards them, pushing a carriage and dressed as a Victorian nanny. His eyes glow red, then he stretches out his arm and puts Oscar in the pram.
No!
Janosch flies away.
Oh God, that was a ghost!
No, that was Janosch.
What?
He took him.
What's happening?
What should we do?
Museum.
Where are you going?
I've got to get my baby.
We got to find the guys.
As I explained before, we think the spirit of a 17th century Moldavian tyrant is alive and well in a painting at the Manhattan Museum of Art.
And are there any other paintings in the museum with bad spirits in them?
You're wasting valuable time. He's drawing strength from a psychomagmatheric slime flow that's been collecting under the city.
Yes, tell me about the slime.
It's very potent stuff. We made a toaster dance with it.
Toaster.
And a bathtub tried to eat his friend's baby.
A bathtub?
Don't look at me. I think these people are completely nuts.
The river of slime is rising and has almost reached the top of a tunnel. A taxi screeches to a halt outside the museum and Dana gets out. The wind is whipping up papers strewn across the steps. Dana struggles up the steps, clinging to a railing as the wind mercilessly batters her. She looks behind her, then enters the museum through revolving doors. Once she's inside, wooden doors slam shut and pink slime oozes down them. The slime pours down marble walls and drips down the steps. Soon the entire building is being engulfed by the wave of sticky goo. Dana hesitantly makes her way down the corridor to the restoration room. She sees Oscar laid out on an altar in front of the portrait of Vigo.
I thought that you might come.
You stay away from us, Janosch. I mean it.
No, don't worry. He will not be harmed.
He has been chosen to be the vessel of the spirit of Vigo. And you will be the mother of the ruler of the world. Doesn't that sound nice?
No, it sounds ludicrous. You stay away from him. I mean it.
Well, I don't think we have a choice here. Yes? Take a look. It's not Gainsborough's blue boy there, huh? He is Vigo.
I don't care who he is. You're not going to take my baby.
Oscar's ripped from her arms and the doors close on her. The baby floats back to the altar. A stream of slime is oozing up through broken rocks and pipes. A frightened crowd of people run screaming from a movie theater, which is dripping slime. A hideous spectral creature chases them. More slime oozes up through a grate in a pavement. A woman wearing a fur coat stands in the growing puddle, and suddenly, minx burst forth from her jacket. She tears it off and goes herring down the sidewalk. Panic has broken out in the city and people race along the streets. A huge monster looms through the Washington Square Arch.
Is this a big dinosaur or a little dinosaur?
Oh, just a skeleton, huh? Well, which way was it headed?
Wait a sec. What was chasing you in the park? The park bench was chasing you?
Wait a sec. Lieutenant, I think you better talk to this guy.
I'm busy here.
It's some dock supervisor down at Pier 34.
What's the problem?
He says the Titanic just arrived.
Ghostly passengers file along the dock, away from the doomed ship.
Well, better late than never.
We've had more than 3,000 calls since midnight last night.
We've got every man in uniform on the streets, and I am still shorthanded. We got meter maids chasing ghosts all over Midtown.
There's this shell thing over the Manhattan Museum of Art. We can't make a dent.
Have you tried dynamite?
What the hell's going on? It's pandemonium out there.
Yes, I know. We're working on it.
Great. While you're working on it, I'm going down in history as the mayor who let New York get sucked down into the 10th level of hell. All right, we've got no choice. Call the Ghostbusters.
Wait! Now, I'm sure there's another way.
Jack, I spent an hour last night in my bedroom talking to Fiorello LaGuardia, and he's been dead for 40 years. Now, where are the Ghostbusters?
They're not available.
What do you mean they're not available?
Well, I had them committed to the psychiatric ward at Parkview Hospital.
You what?
They were threatening to go to the press. I was protecting your interests.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Well, you can stop protecting my interests. You have exactly 3 minutes to clear out. You're fired!
But the
Harry,
election!
Remove this man from the building and get me the Ghostbusters!
Harry. Mr. Mayor, come take a look at this.
Wow. Oh.
What is it? Have you ever seen anything like that?
Strange clouds are swirling in the sky above the city, concentrating on a central point of glaring pink light. The colors change hue to a deep blue, and darkness falls.
Somebody get me the Ghostbusters.
And then he took the baby, and he put it in a carriage, and then levitated away!
What did Dana do? Where'd she go?
I don't know. She said she was going to the museum to get the baby back. And then there was an eclipse, and the whole town went dark, and everybody's nuts!
It all fits. Vigo wants in on the 21st century. He needs a human body to inhabit. Little Oscar must be it.
And I bet we're the only ones who can do anything about it, right?
You bet we are. Well,
Ecto-1 tears around a corner. The museum is completely engulfed in the pink slime, and a large crowd has gathered. They cheer the arrival of the Ghostbusters. People jump up and down and swarm around the ambulance as it pulls up outside the building. The words, "We believe you," are printed on the side of Ecto-1. The Ghostbusters stare at the museum.
It looks like a giant Jell-O mold.
I hate Jell-O.
Oh, come on, there's always room for Jell-O.
In the restoration room...
Soon it will be midnight and the city will be mine and Vigo's. Well, mainly Vigo's. Oh, Dane, you and I have this terrific opportunity to make the best of this relationship.
We don't have a relationship.
I know!
Marry me, Dane. Together we will raise Vigo as our son. Now, let me tell you something here. There are many perks in being the mother of a living god. I'm sure we could get a magnificent apartment, car, free parking. Many marriages begin with a certain amount of distance. Yet I think that perhaps you and I could learn to love each other.
Yes. I could learn.
Janosz has opened the door and allowed Dana to step into the room. The Ghostbusters are at the bottom of the steps.
Pull them.
Pull the trainers.
Let's cook!
As they blast the wall of slime with their proton beams, they all grimace with the effort. They turn off their pipes when they realize they're getting nowhere.
Save them!
Wisps of smoke drift across the surface of the slime.
That slime wall is pulsing with evil. It would take a tremendous amount of positive energy to crack that shell, and I seriously doubt that there's enough goodwill left in this town to do it.
You know, I just can't believe things have gotten so bad in the city that there's no way back. I mean, sure, it's dirty, it's crowded, it's polluted, it's noisy, and there's people all around who'd just as soon step on your face as look at you. But come on! There gotta be a few sparks of sweet humanity left in this burned-out burg. We just have to figure out a way to mobilize it.
He's right. We need something that everyone in this town can get behind. We need...
He looks at something on the floor.
A symbol.
Something that appeals to the best in each and every one of us.
Something good. Something decent.
Something pure.
They all stare at a picture of the Statue of Liberty on a license plate. Now the team are standing at the base of the immense statue.
Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Wonder what?
Whether she's naked under that toga. She's French. You know that.
Got it. Ready with the speakers, Ray. Slime blower's ready.
Okay. Internal audio set. Internal electric set.
Slime blower, prime and set.
Oh, good slime, good slime. Winston, is our slime in a good mood tonight?
I hope so. She's a lot bigger than a toaster.
All yours, Beckman. Let's go.
Thank you. Testing, 1, 2, testing. Hey, how many of you people here tonight are a national monument? Would you raise your hand, please?
Hey.
Oh, hello, miss.
That's Frosted.
It's slime time.
Winston and Ray start spraying the inside of the statue with slime.
Beautiful.
Marshmallow pink globules cling to the walls and staircase. Wires have been draped throughout the entire interior. Ray puts down a joystick control.
Pilot controls are ready.
All right, it's getting late. It's almost midnight. Let's go, Venkman.
Here's something off the request line from Liberty Island. We gotta squeeze some New Year's juice from you, Big Apple.
You know your love. Come on,
team look apprehensive. Small sparks of orange electricity start to flow across the slime. More sparks ripple, and suddenly the torch in Liberty's hand bursts into flame. One massive stone foot lifts off its platform. The statue walks through eye-deep water, still holding her flaming torch aloft.
Man, I can't wait to see people's faces when we come on shore! This should really get the city's positive energy flowing, huh, Vicky?
Keep kicking, Libby! You make this work, we'll pop for a weekend in Vegas with a Jolly Green Giant!
The dock workers can't believe their eyes. Janine is zipping Lewis into a Ghostbusters overall.
You look fantastic in this.
Oh,
born to wear this stuff.
He pulls her towards him, and they share a passionate kiss. The doors of HQ open, revealing Lewis swathed in smoke. He's wearing a proton pack and some muffs to protect his ears from the cold.
Boy, this equipment's heavy.
A convoy of police bikes and cars are escorting the Statue of Liberty to the museum. Crowds cheer and wave as she passes by. She makes stately progress through the city. People jump up and down, their joy helping to power the statue along. The Ghostbusters are housed in the windowed recess below her crown. The crowd is having to be held back by the police barriers.
I'm running out of time, Ray. Can't you go any faster?
I'm afraid the vibrations will shake her to pieces. You should have padded her feet.
I don't think they make Nikes in her size, Ray.
Oh, don't worry. She's tough. She's a harbor chick!
She crushes a squad car.
Oh, sorry! My fault!
Happy New Year.
Stay fit. Keep sharp. Make good decisions.
I'm good.
A bus pulls up, with Slimer at the wheel.
Oh, it's you. Okay, but I didn't know you had your license.
4 minutes to go, and then party pants.
Pink light connects Oscar with the painting. Vigo's face appears over the baby's.
It's happening. It's really happening.
Dana looks up and sees Liberty peering in through the glass dome roof. Dana grabs Oscar, breaking the connection with Vigo.
I love you when you rap out!
Liberty smashes through the roof with her torch and glass showers onto Janos. The Ghostbusters throw ropes out of the windows and Dana looks up with relief.
Happy New Year!
He's Vigo! You are like the buzzing of flies to him!
Oh, Johnny, did you back the wrong horse? Will you hose him, please?
Hose him!
Janos is hosed with slime, and he slips onto the floor and writhes in the sticky pink goo.
One down.
On the ground.
Boy, am I glad to see you.
Oh, Oscar.
Is he dead?
Uh-uh. This slime is positively charged. He'll wake up feeling like $1 million.
Whoa, this gentleman is a little bit ripe. That's all right, my friend. I think I had an accident, too.
One of Egon's machines is registering a lot of energy, and a strong wind begins to blow. A piece of gantry falls down, and a hose wraps itself around Dana.
Get him away!
Get a knife or something! We gotta cut her out of this!
Okay. All right, now listen. You gotta stay right here. Don't move.
Uncle Pete's gotta go help your mom for a second. You stay right here and don't say anything, okay?
Vigo materializes and takes a few steps forward, halfway between spectral and corporeal.
Uh-oh.
Ray aims at him.
Hold it right there, deadhead! You want a baby? Go ahead and knock up some willing hellhound. Otherwise, I'm giving you 3 to get back in that painting where you belong. 1!
2.
Vigo breaks free, knocking the Ghostbusters to the ground.
That was really
stupid.
Ray, can you move?
No. Are you okay?
No. Bankman, how are you?
I'm fine.
Now Vigo is fully corporeal, and Dana can only watch as he magically pushes aside some boxes, revealing Oscar sitting on a sleeping bag on the floor.
No! No! Oscar! Please, do something!
Not so fast, Vigo! Hey, Vigo! Yeah, you, the bimbo with the baby. Didn't anybody tell you the big shoulder look is out? You know, I have met some dumb blondes in my life, but you take the taco, pal. Only a Carpathian would come back to life now and choose New York. Tasty pick, bonehead. If you had brain one in that huge melon on top of your neck, you would be living the sweet life out in Southern California's beautiful San Fernando Valley.
Blue light shoots out of Vigo's mouth, and the Ghostbusters are gripped by pain.
Oh, darn it.
Now we become one.
Vigo stares up at the broken roof.
Where's that singing coming from? People outside, huh?
The sound of the cheerful singing seems to be causing Vigo pain.
You guys.
Inside, the Ghostbusters are still paralyzed by Vigo's power.
He's weakening! The singing is neutralizing the slime!
I can move!
Oscar!
Vigo drops Oscar, but Peter catches him. Vigo suddenly reappears in the painting. His face distorts.
All right, go find a shady spot.
Vigo becomes more demon than man, and his eyes glow red, mesmerizing Ray.
Viggy, 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 you have been a bad monkey.
Ray's looking gormless.
Ray, we'd like to shoot the monster. Could you move, please?
Ray?
Ray?
Ray!
No! I, Ray, and Vigo shall rule the earth. Be gone, you pitiful half-man!
Now!
As Lewis turns on his proto-beam outside and aims it at the museum, inside, the guys fire a mix of slime and proton at the Ray-Vigo beast. Ray is flung aside, and Vigo is sucked back into the painting. He's drawn back into the darkness, then explodes in a shower of sparks. Outside, the pink walls disintegrate. Lewis's mouth drops open in astonishment, and the crowd go wild.
I did it!
I'm a
Ghostbuster! You all right? Come on, get up. Let's get this
up. Ray is helped to his feet.
How do you feel?
Groovy.
You all right? Spread out, Charlie.
Peter and Dana kiss.
I love you guys. I love all you guys.
Wait, wait.
And I love Venkman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow.
You gotta live with this?
Real friendship.
Yeah.
They will come from behind.
Hey.
What?
Sir? Are you all right?
Why are my drippings with goo?
You had a violent, prolonged, transformative psychic episode.
Huh? Sorry we had to hose you there, but you were kind of out of control. Hey, man, let me tell you something. I love you.
Yes?
Yeah.
Well, I love you too.
All right.
Wow.
Hey, fellas, you want to take a look at this?
The guys join Winston.
Early Renaissance, I think.
Raphael or Piero della Francesca?
No, I believe it's one of the fettuccinis.
A portrait of the four Ghostbusters with Oscar. They leave the museum with Dana and are greeted by an ecstatic crowd.
If you feel the same as me, you gotta wanna take the ball.